Coming up on episode number 631, it's an all-request show. And coming back after a nice long holiday weekend, we've got your covers of Earth, Wind & Fire, Johnny Cash, and a couple of covers of the Pixies. All this, Tina, returns, and trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is December 1st, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville, playing the songs that you've emailed in, you've called in, that you've requested in various means and methods. And we'll be playing those as well as getting to Tina and trivia later on in the show. But before we do that, actually, I have a couple of housekeeping items to talk about. First, let's listen to a message about the first item.
Hello, Mr. Bibby. It seems like there was some kind of problem on your Thanksgiving Day Beatles podcast where during a couple of songs, maybe two or three, it was skipping around or skipping a lot. I don't know what was going on there. Mostly during the Beatles, the classical Beatles one. There was some skipping. I thought that was kind of weird. I thought I would let you know. Hopefully it's just a one-time thing that goes away by itself and never comes back. So, hope your holiday was great. This is Daryl, by the way. See you later.
All right, thanks, Daryl. Yes, there was some skipping in the Beatles show, and looked like it was the next-to-last two tracks, so the Maxwell Silver Hammer and then the Judy Collins cover of In My Life. Now, here's what I did, and usually you'll see me actually create a whole new post for a show. Decided not to do that this time, although I may be talked out of it. And the big reason for that is with the new way the shows are being posted, with the extended list that shows the show notes and all that stuff to kind of keep the clutter down on the site, I didn't want to go through all that and create all that again. But here's what I did. I replaced the two audio files, the MP3 and the AAC audio files. So you have a couple choices. One, you can go to coverville.com or coverville.com/AAC and manually download the show that you want to replace and just right-click on it, choose Save Target As, blah, blah, blah. Or if you're in iTunes, here's a really cool thing you can do. In iTunes, under Podcasts, delete the show, delete the Beatles Thanksgiving show. You'll be able to tell because it's 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 58 seconds. Delete that show. Or I'm sorry, 1 hour, 1 minute, and 58 seconds. Delete that show, and then hold down the Option key, or if you're on a PC, hold down the Alt key, and then close and reopen the little arrow next to the Coverville list, and it will automatically reload any shows you've deleted, including that Beatles show, and you'll get the fixed version. You know, describing all that, it's like, you know, maybe it just would be easier if I reposted the show. Well, anyway, hopefully it is a one-time thing. I did just upgrade Wiretap Studio, so hopefully that's not the case. Also, another quick thing, there was a correction to the Sesame Street show.
Hey, Brian, it's Jackal in D.C. I'm calling to let you know that the show's great. I listen to it all the time. I'm about a week behind, and I was listening to the Sesame Street cover story. And you mentioned on there that the song Being Green was written by Andy Williams. No.
No. Okay, and I'll stop there just to save some time. No, it was written by Joe Raposo. Thank you, Jacqueline DC. A few other people emailed me about that. And I think the confusion was that Rainbow Connection was written by Paul Williams, and I really just had some stuff totally mislabeled in my database. So a couple corrections there, and I'm sure it won't be the last one until I hire that that producer to do all the fact-checking for me. One thing I do have a fact about is the first track on tonight's show. Let's get into the music. About time. Let's listen to a request from Jackie in San Francisco.
Hi, Coverville. Louisville. This is Jackie in San Francisco. I found a group that you may already know about called Pomplamoose. They're from the San Francisco Bay Area, and they do a lot of great covers, including Michael Jackson's Beat It, Mr. Sandman, and a fantastic version of September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hope you enjoy. Bye.
Oh, man. Yeah, I do. I love these guys. And I've linked to a few of their videos on the blog just because I think that what's also great about their music is the videos that go along with them, because as they record the music, they video record themselves performing it, and they edit that together just as much as they edit the music together. However, it's still great music, and you know, at some point I would really love to get them on the show for an interview. In any case, let's listen to their great cover of September, originally by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here's Pomplamoose.
Hey, Brian, this is Jason in Jackson, Tennessee. I wanted to say how much I really enjoyed the Johnny Mercer cover story you did recently. And if you're looking at doing something else with songs that are sort of standards, you might check out the album Tom Jones and Jules Holland, if you don't already have it. There's a lot of good stuff on there. You might check out their version of St. James Infirmary Blues or 200 Pounds of Joy. Both of those tracks really, to me, capture the album, both Tom Jones's swaggering voice and Jules Holland's very distinctive style of boogie-woogie piano playing. Keep up the great work. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Girls think the days are gone. Well, you don't have to worry, you can have your fun. Take me, baby, for your
200 pounds of a heavenly jar. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is it. Look what you get. Creeping and hiding behind his back, 'cause you got a man that you don't like. Well, throw that jack, baby, out of your mind. Follow me, babe, we'll have a real good time. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is it. Look what you get. This is it. Look what you get. Oh, this is it. This is it. Look what you get. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is it. Look what you get.
Tom Jones and Jules Holland. Great vocals there by Tom Jones. Nice, deep, raspy there. And of course, fantastic work on the piano by Jules Holland. That is 200 Pounds of Heavenly Joy, originally by Howlin' Wolf, one of those great blues songs. And that is going out to Jason in Tennessee, Jackson, Tennessee. That comes from the album by Tom Jones and Jules Holland that was called Tom Jones and Jules Holland. Came out in 2004. A lot of great blues standards on there, and some stuff by, stuff that was recorded by Elvis and Carl Perkins, I think. Jerry Lee Lewis. That's right. Great stuff on that album. Definitely worth picking up if you like either of those two guys. And I'm a huge, huge fan of Jules Holland. Before that, you heard September by Pomplamoose, a duo out of San Francisco, very well known for their YouTube videos, their covers, which are absolutely fantastic. If you are near a computer right now and you have not seen any of Pomplamoose's video covers, then you absolutely owe it to yourself to go to YouTube, do a search for Pomplamoose, and check them out. They are absolutely enthralling. They're fantastic. And something that Jackie in San Francisco did not mention is their excellent cover of Sing Single Ladies by Beyonce, which is another one of the ones that I've featured on the blog. Fantastic, fantastic performances. Let's go ahead and let's see here. Let's tell you about the sponsorship for Coverville tonight. Brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Let's talk a little bit about their premium powered bookshelf speakers, powered being the key word there. They've got a built-in amplifier, so anything you plug into them is just going to sound fantastic. You don't need to worry about having a separate amp, separate receiver, any of that stuff. You just basically plug it in and go, and it works great with your handheld games, your handheld portable music devices, i.e. iPods, Zunes, Creative iRiver, things like that, as well as your video games. They sound fantastic on them too. And with the Audio Engine 5s, you get a very, very robust system for hooking whatever you want, hooking up to it. You can plug in either the red and white RCA cables, you can plug in the little 1/8 inch jacks. And what's really cool is that built into the top of it, there's a USB port, so you can charge whatever you may be plugging in there that requires a USB charge on it. Also on the back, you've got a pass-through power plug, so you can plug in, you know, if you're running out of cord space or the number of plugs, number of what's the word I'm looking for, power outlets that that you want to use, you can plug something into the back of the speakers to power it as well. Very, very cool. And of course, the sound quality on these things is just fantastic. Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA is the website. When you're ready to buy, and of course with the holidays coming up, now is a great time to look at these as gifts, any of the Audio Engine line of products. If you purchase them, let them know that you found them through Coverville by using the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. They'll give me a little bit of a pat on the back, but they'll give you 10% off of your order from AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, Thomas in Woodbury, Minnesota, decided to let me know about this. And you know what's funny is that I've played the cover of Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want from the 500 Days of Summer soundtrack, you know, the film starring Zooey Deschanel and Jason Gordon-Levitt. Jason Gordon-Levitt. What I didn't realize was that there was another cover on that same album. See, these are the things that you miss when you don't, when you buy by the song as opposed to buying by the album. And also on that album is this fantastic cover of Here Comes Your Man, originally by the Pixies. This cover performed by Megan Smith, again, going out to Thomas in Woodbury, Minnesota.
Till face turns blue. your hand on the ground, your feet in the air. Catch this trick, you spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, there's nothing in it. You'll ask yourself, where is my mind? Swimming. I was swimming in the Caribbean. Animals were hiding behind the rocks. Several little fish, he told me, swears, try to talk to me. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where? You spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, but there's nothing in it. You'll ask yourself, where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Couple of Pixies covers for you there. That one going out to Michael in Grafton, Wisconsin. Where is My Mind by Emmy the Great. That one was recorded for BBC Radio 1, and it's just awesome. Now, Fatboy Slim had a project, boy, I want to say it was earlier this year, called BPA. And the BPA, and they put out an album called I Think We're Going to Need a Bigger Boat. One of the songs from that was a track called Seattle. I think it was might have been the quote-unquote single from that album, and that featured Emmy the Great on vocals. Just a terrific vocalist there, and if you get a chance to check out the BPA's Seattle, that's another one worth looking up on YouTube. Absolutely awesome. Where is My Mind by Emmy the Great. Before that, Megan Smith, from the soundtrack to 500 Days of Summer, which came out earlier this year. Another Pixies cover, Here Comes Your Man, that one requested by Thomas in Woodbury, Minnesota. Let's talk really quickly about Coverville citizenship. Now, you're getting the show, you're listening to the show, obviously, you're hearing the sound of my voice, and that's fantastic. I don't want you to change that. I want you to sit there and I want you to enjoy the show. But if you want to do even more to support Coverville and to support everything that that I'm doing here, then you can become a Coverville citizen. Now, it's kind of like a pledge to a public television station or a public radio station. Basically, the money you put in goes right into the show, into production, into licensing, into buying all the music that you hear on the show, and of course all the administrative stuff. And you also get some cool stuff out of it. Now, you also get additional show. You get additional programming called Coverville Bonus Tracks, which is, lately it's been coming out every 2 to 3 weeks, an additional show that kind of focuses on the songs that didn't make it into the shows you hear. Either cut because of time or cut because there were two versions or two songs from the same album. So you automatically get a subscription to Coverville Bonus Tracks. You also get an annual DVD that contains the previous 100 episodes in your choice of either AAC or MP3 format. That way you don't need to store those on your hard drive or store them, on a backup drives or things like that. You've got them on a DVD that fits nicely in your bookshelf. You can pull them out, transfer them to your iPod or your MP3 player or whatever. And you also get a custom designed t-shirt every year. This year it was the Burger King parody logo. Who knows what it's going to be next year. So become a Coverville citizen by going to coverville.com and either clicking on the right banner that says become a Coverville citizen, or you can just go right to coverville.com/citizens. All of this stuff for just a $40 donation. Again, check it out at coverville.com/citizens. Okay, a couple more requests here, and then we'll get to trivia. Gareth in Dublin, Ireland, wanted to recommend a track, and I've played so many covers of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. Really, it's June Carter's Ring of Fire. She wrote it. Anita Carter performed it first, but Johnny Cash, of course, is who that really should get attributed to, because he just blew it up. Ring of Fire, so many different versions, and I can't believe I've never played this one. Gareth in Dublin turned me on to it. It is Ray Charles' version of Ring of Fire. Very different from any other version you've heard. Here's Ray Charles.
Burning thing, yes it is, and it makes, you know it makes a fiery ring. Girl, you know I'm bound by wild desire. That's what you do to me, girl. Because I done fell into your ring of fire. You got me, baby. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And oh, the flame went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. Ring of fire. Girl, you know the taste of love is sweet. Ain't it sweet, baby? When two hearts like ours meet. Listen, girl, I done fell, I done fell, I done fell, I done fell to you like a child, like a little bitty baby. But I, oh, 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 that doggone fire went wild. That thing went crazy. I fell into a pretty ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And oh, the flame went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. Your ring of fire. Burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. That ring of fire burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. Your ring of fire burns.
Thank you.
That is Oh My Darling Clementine by Taxi Taxi from the single of the same name. Just came out this year, a cover, of course, of the traditional song, which was also covered pretty famously by Bobby Darin. Oh My Darling Clementine, that one is going out to David, suggested that one. Also, we've got Ray Charles right before that with Ring of Fire. That comes from his album, The Complete Country Western Recordings. Great version there of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire by Ray Charles. That was requested by Gareth in Dublin. All right. With me in the studio is Tina, here for some trivia. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, man. I don't know what you're cooking upstairs, but it smells incredible.
Can
you smell that down
here? I can't.
Oh, man.
Because I've been around it the whole time.
I guess so. Wow.
Homemade chicken noodle soup, but actually it's turkey.
Turkey noodle soup.
Turkey noodle soup.
Ooh, smoked turkey noodle soup?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Well, let's get this over with so we can go eat that.
Okay.
Sounds awesome. Anything you want to talk about before we get into it? It's been a while since you've been on Coverville.
It has.
Yeah,
I know. I was banned for a while. The ban has been lifted.
The ban has been lifted. Right, yes, we've exiled you off the show.
I know.
No, you've just been busy, and the last time that I wanted to do a Musically Challenged, you were out of the house, so I had to do it on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hope you did well.
You haven't heard it?
Oh, I did, yes, because it was...
it was Daryl the Tip Giver. I guess you don't know who Daryl the Tip Giver is.
No, it... the gal from Australia, what's her name?
Oh, Anna Burke.
Anna Burke, yeah.
No, you were there for that one.
No, I was not.
Really?
You did it all by
yourself.
Have
I done two of them without you?
I think so.
Holy cow.
All right.
Well, let's get you back in with this one here. This one comes from halfway around the world, but I will let the speaker explain all of that to you himself.
Hello, Brian and Tina. This is Glenn Inglecox coming to you from halfway around the globe in sunny and wet Malaysia with my first try at a Musically Challenged. I'm going to play you small snippets of five songs. Your job, as normal, is to identify the title and artist. Bonus points for you if you can identify what all five songs have in common. Okay? Here's the first song.
I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say.
That was an easy one, right?
It's the Beatles.
Okay, good.
I do not know the name of the song.
That is Michelle.
Okay.
All right, let's get to number two.
Don't you just hate it when people do that? Sometimes those easy ones are really hard. Anyway, here's number two.
She is like a cat in the dark, and then she is the darkness.
Were you able to...
I can see her.
Mm-hmm.
She has blonde hair.
She does have blonde hair.
It's short, kind of... It's not short. It's like medium length, kind of curly. No.
Kind of wavy, yeah. Okay.
I can't think of her name.
Stevie Nicks.
Yes, that's who it is.
And the song?
I don't know.
Rhiannon.
Okay.
All right.
Get that one? Here's number three.
I call her on the telephone. She says be there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving in. And I can hardly wait.
Is that Styx?
That's Styx, yes.
I'm doing really good.
You are, yes.
I just can't get... Okay, so it's going to be another name because I've figured out that it's all
you
names.
You think they're all names?
I'm going to say Samantha. I have no idea.
That's just a name that you decided
just
to throw out.
Coming up with a name.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure the name of that one either. Okay, let's go to number four.
Okay.
And wasn't that a blast of 70s goodness? Here's number four.
Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say.
Is that
Ouch.
Amanda?
Oh.
What is... Amanda? No.
Amanda.
Allison.
Yes.
That's right. That's so funny. We have cousins with both names. And is it Joe Jackson?
Oh, no. Man. You're eating alone tonight.
What?
Elvis Costello.
Oh,
Tina.
Shoot. Okay. That's right. Sorry. I got all goofed up.
Yeah, I'll say you did. too busy playing with the dogs and the cat there.
They're all coming. It's like I'm this magnet for the animals.
They just both of them like hopped up on your lap. That's hilarious.
Know.
All right, let's go to number five.
That message wasn't meant personally, Brian. Believe me. And here's number five.
Oh, I remember that
one. Oh, I needed
one.
Some words.
Some vocals, yeah. Can't you see it's all over for you and me, girl?
Oh.
But I couldn't tell you who. Is that 38 Special?
Oh, I don't know. It's a hair band.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was a hair band from the 80s. Not a hair metal band. But,
no,
but
I was thinking
of like
REO
the,
Speedwagon.
It could be. Well, no, pretty sure that it was an REO Speedwagon. I'm trying to remember the vocalist. It was a pretty... yeah, boy, that's a tough one. I know the song, you know, backwards and forwards, but,
well, what's the name of it?
Backwards
then?
And forwards, except for the name and who performed it. Is that going as backwards and forwards? All right, let's
Not
see what the
really.
Answers are to this one. But you pretty much, have figured out what they all have in common.
Yes. Female names.
I think so. I think you're right about that.
That was cruel of me, wasn't it? I didn't give you any vocals on that part. Hopefully you'll still be able to get it. Well, that was all five, so I'm going to give you a chance here to think about what all five had in common. And now for the answers.
You know, first I thought he was going for like a songs that contained foreign languages, like Michelle contains French in there. And
I'm going to say that last song was Diana.
Diana, okay.
Okay.
The first song from 1965 was a pretty easy one. You probably both got it. It was, of course, The Beatles with Michelle.
Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well, my Michelle.
Song two came from 10 years later, 1975, and was a big hit for Fleetwood Mac. Its title, Rhiannon.
It's funny, this is one of those songs that I always think of as a Stevie Nicks song and not as a Fleetwood Mac song.
But I know.
Yeah, it was, that's right, it was Fleetwood Mac.
Number three also came from 1975 and was Lorelei by Styx.
Lorelei.
When I think of Lorelei, my head turns all around.
2 years later saw the emergence of an angry young man in rock music, and that was song four. Elvis Costello and his atypical ballad, Allison.
Allison, I know this world is killing you, oh, Allison.
I'll give you half a point, Tina, because, you know, Joe Jackson is another angry young man.
He is.
He, Graham Parker, and Elvis Costello were the angry young men of the late 70s post-punk.
Okay.
There you go.
The final song was from 1979 and was Jefferson Starship, not to be confused with Jefferson Airplane or Starship, and their hit, Jane.
Jane, you see, girl, yeah. For you and me, girl.
And you know what? I was singing that as part of the lyrics is Can't You See It's All Over?
Are you serious?
Jane, yes, by Jefferson Starship. Should have easily gotten that one.
I know, Brian.
Yeah, okay.
So, I just can't believe it.
How did you do? Did you get all five? Did you identify that all five were songs that had women's names as the title and the only thing in the title? Well, that's it for this episode of Musically Challenged. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Tina. And thank you, Coverville listeners. This is Glenn Inglecox from Malaysia saying good night.
Thank you, Glenn. Good one there. And of course, a couple of them were on the easier side, but you know what? I think, that's a nice balance out from some of the ones we get that are, just so, blazingly tough.
I know.
Very cool. Thank you, Glenn. And, hope you do continue to put those together, cause that was a lot of fun. And that is, bam, gonna do it for this edition of, Coverville. email me. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call me, 206-222-COVER. That's the request recording line. Don't worry, you won't actually talk to me. You'll talk to a nice recording, and you can leave your request on there, and maybe it'll get played on the air like it was for Jason, Jackie, Jackal, and Daryl earlier in the show. You can also visit us online, coverville.com, with the newly expanded cover song database. This is a place you can do a search not only for songs I've played on the show, but for other cover songs. And pretty soon we're going to give you a way to contribute to that database as well. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But all that stuff, as well as the forums, the show notes, the comments for each of these episodes, all that and YouTube videos and more available at coverville.com. We will be back later this week on Thursday for Cover Story Night with a cover story for Tom Waits. It'll be cover story number 2 for Tom Waits on this show. If you'd like to contribute an album cover for the show, like I've done with the Beatles show and the XTC show before that, then email it to me at coverville@gmail.com and send something in, and I will use it as the album cover for that Tom Waits Cover Story 2 episode, which, if you're keeping track, will be episode number 632. Until then, though, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.